Good morning. It's 14th March. Our middle reading today is Psalms 125 to 127. I'm going to read to you from Brother Dudley Fifield's book on the Psalms, and this section is about Psalm 125. I read, "This beautiful psalm conveys the spirit of trust and confidence that sustained Hezekiah and all those who shared his faith in the dark days of the Assyrian invasion. Sennacherib and his army were round about Jerusalem. The city was besieged, and, humanly speaking, there was little prospect of relief. Nevertheless, they were aware of the everlasting covenant that God had made with David, and they maintained their conviction that whatever the outcome of this perilous situation, he would remain faithful to his word. Nothing that men could do would frustrate his purpose. They would have been aware of the prophecy of Isaiah, who had spoken of the wonder of the future age when the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and many people shall go and say, 'Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And they shall beat their swords into ploughshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more.'" That, of course, is taken from Isaiah chapter 2. All the evidence points to the fact that these words were written early in the ministry of the prophet, and certainly before the days of Hezekiah. What, then, would have been the thoughts of the defenders of Jerusalem as they saw from the walls of the city the hostile and heavily armed Assyrians? There must have been some doubt and perplexity in their hearts as they thought of these promises and the danger in which the throne of David now stood. Nevertheless, Hezekiah spoke comforting words to the people. "Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Hezekiah's words of encouragement are reflected in the language of the psalm. And it should be remembered also that the prophet Micah, a contemporary of Isaiah, refers to the words of Isaiah too, and expands upon them, speaking of the day when they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, because the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth even for ever. That's Micah chapter 4. We suggest that these words were written after the destruction of the Assyrian host, and were intended as a reassurance that God's words through Isaiah could be trusted implicitly. In the breaking of Sennacherib's army, they had seen the evidence that no power on earth could prevent their God from performing the things that he had promised. Moreover, against the background of Hezekiah's experiences, Micah goes on to speak of the one born in Bethlehem who would be ruler in Israel and would be the peace when the Assyrian came into the land. Our study of this psalm is not the place to give detailed consideration to events at the time of the end, but we feel that insufficient thought is given to these words of the prophet Micah. Remember that Hezekiah was enthroned in Jerusalem when the Assyrian came into the land, and if we consider these events as a pattern of the invasion of the latter-day Assyrian, then we should look to the Lord Jesus, similarly sitting upon David's throne. As the everlasting covenant stands sure, so those who put their trust in Israel's God are secure in his care. For they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth for ever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, from henceforth, even for ever. Thank you for listening.